is the fact that neurotechnology is driving advances in practically every field you can name, from finance and marketing to religion, warfare, and art. Because of its ever-widening impact, we are now entering something I've called the neurosociety, an emerging reality where we will see massive changes in our personal, social, economic, and political lives, all of them driven by neurotechnology. As soon as I finish my bungee cord spinal cord story, I'll start unveiling as complete a picture of the neurosociety as is now possible, drawing on the work and generously shared perspectives of some of the most brilliant and enthusiastic scientists, businessmen, and thinkers on the planet. Stripped down to nothing but a loosely fitted hospital gown, two thick plugs stuck deep into my ears, I heard electric motors whir as they sent me, head first and horizontal, into a cream-colored tube, barely as wide as my shoulders. I was entering the clinic's magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, scanner. The scanner bed stopped rolling. I was fully inside the tube. I heard a technician's voice through an overhead speaker asking about my comfort and letting me know that the scanning was ready to commence. Some people say that being in an MRI machine sounds like a jackhammer. I describe it as more like the rapid thumping of room-sized pistons. At least it was quieter than the pounding drum and bass electronic music I'd experienced a couple of years earlier at the Ministry of Sound, a dance club in London. 30 minutes later, the scan was complete. The machine's computer had recorded and analyzed data about how those loud thumping noises had bounced back from the structures under my skin, and I was free to get dressed and hobble home. A few days afterward, at my doctor's office, I saw what the machine had non-invasively seen. A disc was ruptured in my lower back, pressing crucial nerves into a too tight space. This was why I'd endured on-and-off agonies ever since the fateful jump. With evidence of progressive nerve damage in hand, the surgeon was ready to operate, confident that my injury was fixable. Through a small incision, he dug out the offending disc, leaving my nerves free to return to their natural, unperturbed states. After relatively few months, I was able to return, on a pain-free basis, to the slopes of the Sierra Nevadas with my snowboard, and to the South Pacific in my scuba diving gear. Neurotechnology had played a major part in my liberation. I had to learn more. The first whole-body MRI scan of a person was taken on August 28, 1980, in Scotland. The development of this imaging capability was soon recognized as the biggest improvement in medical diagnostics since the 1895 discovery of X-rays. Eventually, Paul Lauterbur and Sir Peter Mansfield won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their discoveries that had made MRI possible. In the early 1990s, a new technique for the MRI emerged called functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI. They call it functional magnetic resonance imaging because, unlike the regular magnetic resonance imaging, which is used, for example, to see whether someone's knee cartilage needs repair, fMRI captures a sequence of activity while it is in progress. In terms of brain imaging, fMRI does this by taking a series of snapshots that reveal which specific regions of the brain are becoming active. An active region uses more oxygen and lights up more on an fMRI scan. That tells us which region starts working after a stimulus has occurred, like looking at a picture of cash or thinking about a certain topic, like love or beauty. In just a few years, brain scanners have become far more powerful. Researchers from nearly every field have begun excitedly peering into human brains and learning stuff that has rocketed scientific progress and absolutely reshaped study and research priorities at major hospitals, clinics, universities, and corporate laboratories around the world. Neurotechnology includes brain imaging systems, as well as drugs and medical devices to treat the nearly 2 billion people worldwide who suffer from a neurological disease, psychiatric illness, or nervous system injury. But the medical side of these advances for conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, schizophrenia, depression, chronic pain, and addiction is only one part, one of many